On the stage of a theater in Sao Paulo, Brazil, Jorge Reyes steps among what could be the debris of someone's garden. They certainly don't look like instruments.
No, they are objects like stones, pieces of branches, tortoise shells, seeds, butterfly cocoons, that they are used to make sounds, noises that are related to nature, like animals or birds. And I use them to create atmospheres, geographic places with sounds.
There's another sound Jorge Reyes uses, his body. Later that night, Jorge Reyes will be on stage within a semicircle of candles, illuminating cutout paper pictures from the Mexican Day of the Dead. Inside the circle are strewn his assemblage of shells, stones, animal skulls, a didgeridoo, and whistles. And behind them blink the lights of a mixing console and rack of electronic effects. Jorge Reyes takes his stark, primitive sounds and orchestrates them into incantations from a lost world. Using technology seems antithetical to the primitive instruments he plays. But Reyes says the digital loops, delays, and harmonizers are indispensable to the sound world he wants to create.
That's an irony, because in order to recreate the natural spaces, you need technology. So if you want to create that atmosphere, then you have to use these long reverbs. So you bring the cathedral in the theater. And then people feel they are sitting in a big place. Using delays and loops, it's possible to create like 20 or 40 Jorge Reyes playing bodies and singing. So then you start feeling like a whole tribe chanting and doing and music. And it's a very, very intense sound.
It's this kind of sound that attracted American synthesist Steve Roach, who collaborates with Reyes in the group Suspended Memories. They first played together in a jam session at a festival on the Canary Islands, and Roach was instantly captivated by the Mexican musician.
You definitely feel a shamanic spirit in this man when he's playing. I mean, he really goes into the center of the music and brings it through, you know, without compromise.
Even though Jorge Reyes seems possessed during performances, offstage he's a quiet man with a short, softly muscular frame and gentle brown eyes under close-cropped hair. He wasn't always working at this outer edge of sound. Reyes grew up in Mexico listening to rock and roll, studied flute at the conservatory, and went to Europe where he took lessons from jazz artist Herb Geller. But from Europe, he began to travel the world.
It was an interesting experience because that was the first time that I was in a country outside Mexico that was a third world country, like a very strong traditions, lots of poverty, different cultures everywhere, languages, religions, going to the desert and listening to all this flute music and the drumming from, you know, in Afghanistan. You could visit Afghanistan those days still, or Iran. So I started collecting also instruments from all these countries and tapes and going to festivals and concerts.
Wherever music was played, Jorge Reyes was there. But he began to realize that his own country had equally deep traditions, including those of the Indians near where he grew up, west of Mexico City.
When I was a child, I grew in a town where a lot of Indian communities around, you know, a very strong cultural center with their own language. music, and they used to play with prehispanic instruments. I remember when I was a child seeing people playing all these primitive ancient archaic instruments.
Although he's not Indian, Reyes claimed these instruments for himself as a way of exploring an interior music, using the metaphors of Mexican mythology, drawing themes from legends, dreams, and on his album Comala, Death. Jorge Reyes says his music isn't just about exploring ancient Mexican traditions. After all, he's just as likely to play a didgeridoo from Australia, a percussion instrument from the Middle East, and an electric guitar from America.
Now, mixing things is part of daily life. Mixing ideas, global sounds are nowadays everywhere. The only important thing is to make this a personal expression. No?
Jorge Reyes' most recent albums include Comala, For Echoes, I'm Kimberly Haas.